News Buzz on River to River from Iowa Public Radio, taking you through a number of topics through the hour. Next, a man from Des Moines is accusing security guards at the Iowa State Fair of violating his free speech rights. Jason Powell was preaching last year when he was told he needed to move. Powell has filed a federal lawsuit. He hopes to preach again this year. Iowa Public Radio reporter Sarah Bowden has been covering that story and joins us now. Good to talk with you again, Sarah.
Hey, Ben.
Glad to have you on. Yesterday, you went to a hearing related to that free speech lawsuit, and Powell was hoping the U.S. District Court in Des Moines would grant him an injunction. Last year, he was ejected from the state fair, saying he was threatened with arrest if he returned, and that injunction would allow him to express his religious beliefs near the state fair gates. We'll get to that hearing in a minute. But first, tell us, last year, what do the security guards say that happened?
Well, Iowa State Fair officials were saying that Powell was impeding traffic and therefore causing a public safety hazard. Both on the 15th of August of last year and the 16th, he was standing near very busy gates going into the Iowa State Fair. And officials say that he was causing people to walk around him and into the street. And Powell says, no, I wasn't. I wasn't creating a public safety hazard. Yes, I was standing on the sidewalk. Yes, it was a busy area, but I was not creating a public safety hazard. Also, Iowa State officials say that they just simply asked Powell to cross the street off of grounds that they consider owned and maintained by the Iowa State Fair. And Powell said he was simply told to leave. So there's some dispute as to the tenor of the interactions as well.
Well, help us understand also where exactly this happened. I mean, was this technically in the fair, near the fair, on the fair grounds? Where are we talking about?
That is a very good question. And this gets down to the concept of limited public forum, which is where even on public property, access is selective. So therefore, the Iowa State Fair claims it can regulate the time, place, and manner of certain demonstrations of free speech. And it's saying that the area outside the gates of the Iowa State Fair, but still on Iowa State Fair grounds, is limited public forum. Powell says it's not.
I see. So when we talk about public property, how does that fit in here? I mean, do we know if it technically is? Or that's just what they're arguing.
That's what the injunction's trying to figure out. And so it's up to Judge Pratt to decide that.
Very good. Well, talk a little bit about Powell's attorneys, who I understand are from out of state, his attorney from Tennessee, and the Center for Religious Expression. What do we know about them?
Well, they describe themselves as a Christian legal organization with the mission of defending the Christian voice in the public square. And it defends its clients pro bono. So Powell went out of state for representation.
I see. And so when we talk about this First Amendment right, are they being specific about if it's free speech we're talking about or freedom of expressing religion?
Well, that's all First Amendment. But from the affidavit, if I recall, they're talking about free speech.
You were at this hearing yesterday. Oh, what was that like? Who was there?
It was actually a pretty small crowd, a few journalists, some law students, and then Powell and his attorneys, and then the attorneys for the state of Iowa.
And what will we find out here about this year's fair? As mentioned, Jason Powell hoping to do this same thing, I guess. What do we know about what could happen this year?
Well, this year, if the injunction is granted, fairgoers may see him outside of the main gate or of the Iowa State Fair holding a sign and wearing a T-shirt expressing his religious views. If the injunction isn't granted, Powell won't be there or he'll be arrested. And it also has some implications for the success of his lawsuit.
And anything in the future here, what are we, as far as the timeline goes, what are we waiting for next?
Well, Powell is hoping that the injunction is granted before the beginning of the Iowa State Fair, and then a date has not been set for the trial.
Okay, very good. Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio reporter, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.